That was James Bay with a track called Fake Smile. Best fake smile, that is. But there's no need to put on fake smile today because big smiles are right round. We are talking about the launch of a brand new podcast right here on Radio Life and Style, and that is Making a Runner. In studio, I'm joined by Nick the Bio and Davey on the Run. Good morning, gents.
Good morning, Leah.
Hello, Leah.
Hey, Davey. How are you?
Great, and yourself?
Good. I'm so happy to have finally secured an interview with you. You're a very busy man. I know that you have just taken on a second job as the national ASICS, I don't know. I know you're a front runner, but are you like the most front runner now?
So I am the community manager and team captain for ASICS South Africa.
Hey.
Yeah, it has been a goal of mine. Obviously, I've been with the ASICS brand as a frontrunner for the past year. I knew that as soon as I joined the ASICS family, that the brand is just something that really resonates with me. The ASICS sort of motto or what do you call it? Slogan is a sound mind, a sound body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just something that I, you know, levitate strongly towards. So the brand means a lot to me. The community means a lot to me. And when the opportunity presented itself, I really jumped at it. And it's been a lot to manage, but loving every second of it.
Very cool, Davey. I must say, you definitely do live up to the brand standards. And I think they must be really, really happy to have you. Some exciting things ahead for you in this space, but more pressing matters. Making a Runner. What's the sitch? Spill the tea, sis.
I think, Nick, you can take that one away.
Yeah, so, you know, Davey and I have been working together as an athlete-coach combo for over a year now. And we've seen, obviously, a lot of development within Davey's skill level and standards and times. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into making a runner. And we just want to unpack that as much as we can with the community. So we want to go through all elements of what it takes to improve your running, become a more mindful athlete. How other athletes are doing it, drawing on stories from all over the place, mostly South Africa at this stage, dealing with people that have been in the game for a long time and just, you know, chatting about the topic of running.
I think that's so appropriate because there are a lot of podcasts on the international stage, but we have got so much talent within our country, coaches, athletes and the likes, and just so much enthusiasm and love for running as well. I mean, especially here in Ballito, you cannot go for a drive in the morning, winter, summer, whatever the season, even in the rain, and people are out running. And I definitely think there has been a surge, but maybe people are still left with more questions than answers when it comes to how to improve. And as I understand, this is really the topic that you guys are going to be unpacking on your podcast.
I think certainly one of the most popular sports in the world nowadays, running. It's one of those things that most people believe, you know, put shoes on, go out for a run. We're not there to disencourage that, but we're there to make you more informed about it and make you understand that there is more to it. And if done correctly, it can lead to a lifelong enjoyment of the sport and making sure your body stays strong throughout it.
Was that something that you could resonate with, Davey? Or was that your approach at first? You know, I've got a good pairs of shoes. I am able-bodied. I'm just pairs, plural.
Pair of Asics, yeah.
I've got a good pairs on purpose because you do have so many. We do. We have the pleasure of seeing them. But was that your mindset? You know, I'm just going to run.
I think, you know, South Africa does lend itself towards a really, really strong running population, especially Durban. We are, you know, home of the Comrades, pretty much the most iconic road ultra marathon in the entire world. So you can't really, you know, go without, like you say, seeing running, and it's sort of in your face. I started running, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Mine isn't such an epic story because it was sort of just I was in between, you know, I didn't really know what to do. I was studying in Durban. I was not an athlete. I was not a runner before I started. So it all started with a social running club, Regent Harriers, which is another absolutely epic group of people. I mean, it's actually crazy when you think about it. There are hundreds of runners that show up, especially every Tuesday, Friday on Broadway by the McDonald's. And they just go run a 10K route, and there's nothing like it in South Africa. So
yeah.
I think because I was, you know, just in that environment, you can't help but fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Running, like Nick says, is such a, you know, running asks for so little, but gives back so much in return, mentally, physically. I think a lot of people, you know, whilst they use it for the physical aspect, mm-hmm. I think, you know, mentally it's, people underestimate how you know much running can benefit you on a mental aspect. I know a lot of people that, you know, have been drug addicts, alcoholics, mm-hmm. that, you know, take that vice, mm-hmm. and once they find something like running that gives you just as much of an endorphin high, well, almost as much as of an endorphin high,
yeah.
They really do also fall in love with it. So yeah, running is just an amazing sport that, like I said, is very low barrier to entry, and people just end up falling in love with it.
I think that you've really summed that up nicely. You know, low barrier to entry, all you really need is a good pair of shoes and the willingness to do it, and you can replace really bad habits with positive ones, whether it's at the extremes of addiction or whether it's just laziness, getting into a rut. It is something that is accessible and easy to take up, and I know that within your podcast you do touch on, you know, some of the pitfalls that people may face along the way, because it is easy at first. You do see a lot of progress at first, but you can also stumble upon a few common blocks, and I'd like to chat to you about that, Nick. What are some of the things that people may find halting their progress, maybe affecting the enjoyment level, and how do you address this within your podcast space?
I think having unrealistic goals at first is one of the major issues that people might struggle with. You know, you might have this grand idea of wanting to comrades one day or wanting to run a marathon one day. But what a lot of people don't understand is that it starts with the slow, progressive overload over a period of time, eventually getting to your goal. And, you know, these goals often with running, they don't come quickly. They take 2-3 years. They say you got to serve your couple of years in
your
the beginning. Your apprenticeship years with running. And I think a lot of people want that immediate sort of endorphin release, like Davey says, and then that immediate achievement.
Mm.
But there's nothing better than achieving something over a prolonged period of time and knowing that every single run that you're going for in the morning has got its purpose. So with that, I think that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The second problem is obviously not necessarily knowing how to go about doing it.
Okay.
So whether they should be incorporating other forms of training, or whether they should be doing certain types of training, like hill training, you know, speed work, tempo work, all of those are often
gym.
Gym for Davey was one of those.
That's new
gym.
For you. That's new for you this year, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I think having a good balance between all of those and having a clear goal in mind and setting yourself a realistic time frame to achieve those goals is key.
Yeah. And I think just leading on to that, that is why when we looked at this podcast, you know, Nick and I have a very unique relationship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's coach, it's athlete. Nick's also an athlete, but obviously his coaching skills is what makes him so special. But when I first met Nick, I was, you know, your typical runner following no plan whatsoever.
Yeah.
Actually, when he found me, I was doing a challenge during the peak of COVID. When we went on lockdown, I was doing a marathon a month. That was my way of putting my middle finger up to COVID. I was like, you cannot control me. I'm going to run a marathon in my car park.
Try stop me.
There's my point about realistic time frame.
Yeah. So I had no vision. And Nick obviously saw some potential and started working with me. And yeah, I mean, it is actually been mind-blowing seeing the results.
And what are those? I mean, what is the difference?
So, you know, when you go at it with a plan, obviously at first it was like pulling hair out for me, because I just wanted to go run a PB every other day and go do this, go do that, go, you know, you also get affected by what's around you. So you see athletes doing this, that, and
a little bit of peer pressure on the Strava.
And if you have a competitive nature, you're going to try and compete. And a lot of it is, you know, learning to trust the process, which even to this day, I am still struggling with. I think that's just something natural that, you know, athletes who want to strive for, you know, constant improvement will always come, you know, face to face with. But having that, you know, goal and working to towards something and knowing that when Nick says rest, yeah. it's not rest because he wants you to fail. It's rest because he wants you to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was just, you know, athletes, and I'm not saying all athletes, but a lot of athletes actually don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So finding someone like Nick who has studied it, who knows exactly, you know, what is going to produce the best results,
mm-hmm.
and trusting that person yeah. is what will make a good athlete and then a great athlete.
So making a runner makes this skill, makes this knowledge, and makes this experience more accessible to the everyday runner, and gives them the opportunity yeah. to take an inside look into this relationship. And then also, perhaps they aren't able to afford a coach. Like we said, running yeah. is generally a very low barrier to entry kind of sport, but we don't ever want to make knowledge inaccessible. So making a runner unpacks all of the need to knows if you want to become a better runner in whatever that means for you.
I think, we saw that there's a lot of people out there asking questions.
Yeah.
And like you just said, you know, coaches aren't free. Coaches are probably where it starts, you know, putting that barrier a bit higher.
Mm.
So Nick and I were kind of, you know, we've got all the experience, because it literally, like I say, between coach and athlete, like, we have a lot of experience that's perfect for people to listen to who yeah. are looking for, you know, that insight.
Those answers, yeah.
So our whole concept was to put that information out there in a way that means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm your everyday runner, sort of. So it's going to be applicable, and it's going to really benefit anybody that wants to find out about nutrition. We're going to have a whole bunch of guests,
sports performance analysts,
yeah.
TV commentators, you know, actually high level runners that are going to be coming through and doing the podcast with us. So we'll have a whole array of guests to draw knowledge on from, and also just share stories so that the listeners can get as much out of it as possible.
I love that. Inspiration, information, and from two very charismatic and enthusiastic runners, I think that it's got the makings of a really successful podcast, and I personally cannot wait to hear it. I know that this is dropping early next week, and we will definitely let the listeners know exactly where they can download it, how we can find it, and exactly what is to come. Thank you so much for joining me. Ooh, we got some fans, guys. Some fans at the window. Really famous people here. Davey on the Run, Nick the Bio. Gosh, guys.
At Davey
listen
on the Run,
to
at Nick the Bio. Do not forget the at.
Listen to their podcast. Follow them on Instagram. And if you are looking to find out how you can improve your running, the very first runners podcast created specially for runners by runners is launching right here on Radio Life and Style. Headed back to the music now after a short ad break. Stay tuned. You're moving through the morning with me, Leah G.